Good evening, everybody. City Council meeting with Shore Acres on Monday, March 9, 2015, at 7 p.m. First line of business is roll call.
Gilmore, present.
Rick Moses, present.
Richard Evans, present.
Mike Weaver, present.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Next line of business is pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Moving on to item 3.0, special presentations, there are none tonight. Moving on to 4.0, approval of minutes. 4.1, regular council meeting, February 23, 2015. Council's had time to look over the minutes. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Mike, you missed my hat.
I'm sorry.
Second from Mr. Adams.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions from council on it? All those approved?
Aye.
Any against? Thank you. Moving on, ayes have it. 5.0, council reports request. 5.1, Mayor Moses report on meetings attended. Did not have the pleasure to attend any meetings last week and the week before. However, I will say we are all aware of the ship collisions today over in the Morgan's Point area. I did contact their mayor. I extended an arm of help basically from ourselves and police force if they needed it. At this time, they did not need that, but I thought it was a good idea to basically try to help out any way we possibly can. If something does come up, Mayor Bechtel will give me a call and we'll go from there. Moving on to item 6.1, public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to address the council committee and comment on items that you hear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are to be directed to the city council and dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law participating in discussion, deliberation, and items not specified or identified on this agenda. With that being said, we have anybody from the public that would like to speak. Moving on to 7.0, administrative reports. 7.1, city administrator, David Stahl, general activity report.
Well, good evening. We did today handle the city response to the ship collision. The sirens in the city were set off with a shelter in place announcement. We followed that immediately with a Blackboard Connect call down, email, and SMS messaging, informing our residents that the shelter in place was limited to Morgan's Point, and it wasn't having any impact on the city of Shore Acres. We monitored that activity through the day. The ship channel is still closed from marker 87 to the Morgan's Point high lines as they deal with that. Still no continuing risk that's foreseen now or for the conclusion of that. Also learned today that TxDOT received funding last month for $725,000 to resurface spur 501, which runs from Wharton Weems to Shady Lane, so Broadway, old 146. They have no start time scheduling for that. I'm not even sure they have a contractor yet, but they did get the funding, so in the next year you can look forward to more construction on 146, on old 146. And that's all I have this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl. I really appreciate that. Any questions for council for Mr. Stahl before we move on to item 7.2? Item 7.2, monthly police report. I'll find Chief Harris.
Good evening, Council Mayor. Short report today. There was one person last month responsible for about a third of all these calls. Young lady, she's out of our state now, so I'm looking for some of these call volumes to go down next month, hopefully. I was amazed today, as quick as Mr. Stahl was able to get information out to people, how many phone calls we got or we received that was erroneous. It was just completely, at one point, I had three people call me and told me Shore Acres Boulevard was completely shut down. And I knew that hadn't happened. But I'm appreciative that we get information out as fast as we do in this city, because I've worked in agencies before where, in 4 hours, nobody knows anything. So whatever systems we have in place at this time really works, and I'm thankful for that. If you look at the report from the police department last month, it's kind of a common occurrence now. Most of our numbers are tied up in just two or three suspicious persons or assessed by law enforcement. Nothing out of the ordinary. Lots of traffic stops last month. city ordinance violations are going up because I'm starting to write letters. We're trying to get some of those violations covered. We're getting feedback from people telling us when they can correct some of those things. Some of them will be fast, some of them will take some time. That's about it.
Council, any questions for the chief?
Chief Harrison, thank you very much, sir.
Chief.
Moving on to item 7.3, excuse me, Monthly Public Works Department. A report to Mr. Stahl.
Okay. The Public Works written report is in your folder there. There are an item I did want to mention is we have contacted our contractor that does our ditch work, J.B. King. We expect him to arrive within the next 30 days and start the ditch work that we have. That's a budgeted activity, and it's maintenance work. We need to keep our ditches flowing properly. We have full staffing now that we've filled the last position, so we're glad to have all those folks on board, and I plan here at a meeting real soon to have them, along with the new police officers, come to council so that we can put faces with the names. And that's all I've got this evening.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate that, sir. So we have item 8.0, which is business. 8.1, consideration approval invoices. Has the council had time to look over the invoices? I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move.
Thank you, Mr. Warner. Thank you, Mr. Adams. Any other questions from the council on those invoices? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? The ayes have it. Moving on to item 8.2, consideration and possible action to participate in Texas Trash Bash, March 28, 2015, and the Alderman Media.
Actually, this is kind of a misstatement to participate in the Texas Trash Bash. Even though this is time designated by the state, where entities pull together, clean up rivers, lakes, bios, bays, and what have you. Shore Acres is not on the official list. This Texas Trash Bash is sponsored by some big corporations and whatnot. And our area of shoreline here is not one of the designated areas for cleanup. Be that as it may, I felt like this would be a really good time for the city of Shore Acres to step up and participate in, you can call it Shore Acres Trash Bash or whatever you'd like to call it, but the Trash Bash, typically they'll have a group of people that are assigned to a certain area that meet at like 8 a.m. and it'll go from like 8 to 2. We could do the same type of thing here with the citizens of Shore Acres meeting down at Miramar Park or at the boat launch or whatever and spend that time cleaning our own shoreline. I think that if you ever go down there and really look, trash gets washed up into those rocks and it sits there. It really is unsightly, and I think this would be a good opportunity for the citizens here in Shore Acres to take advantage of this and clean it up. Therefore, I propose that we mark our calendars for March 28th to do a Shore Acres Trash Bash.
Mayor, can we get a notice of that in our monthly billing? I believe we can do that. We're not going to make a resolution of this. We're just going to basically pass it as council.
Like I said, this is an unofficial event,
right,
since we're not part of the sponsored
trash bag. Put that on our website and also post it in our next water bill. Do that. That way it's so through the whole city. So if we can do that, David. So, well, I guess we're all in favor of that. So, I know we have two council members on it. So, we'll get the notice out and let everybody know. Any questions?
We can continue to depend on the city's support for trash bags and trash pickup and that type of thing.
Sure. I thought what we could do is David could get with Eric and use our recycle trailer or something to put it in there as we go down.
Yeah, we'll get heavy duty bags and we'll arrange for a 2 o'clock pickup and just set them along with Miramar.
Set them on the side of Miramar.
Yeah. So we won't have to have any overtime. We'll just schedule it, come along and pick them all up.
How's that sound, gentlemen?
That'd be great.
Good. All right, thank you.
Moving on to item, we're going to pass on item 8.3, consideration action ordinance number 2015-178. Alderman Snell was out ill tonight, so she asked we would pass this to the next meeting, so we'll move this to our next meeting. I believe that's the 23rd, correct?
Yes.
And then we're going to item 8.4, Alderman Moyer has also stated he would basically be happy, he'd like to go ahead and move his to the next council meeting also on the 23rd. So we'll be moving that discussion over to the 23rd also. Before I adjourn, is there any questions from the council or anything? Any business that you want to miss, you have a question? Okay. That being said, item 9.0 will adjourn at 7:10. Thank you.